chapter 6. Verse 4, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word tonight. And I thank you for this season being special to us because of being saved and of knowing your love and having your Holy Spirit to enlighten our minds and hearts to all that you have done and continue to do for us. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. And God, I just ask that you'd fill me and help me by your Spirit to minister the word to the church tonight. And I pray that you would lift up and edify your people. Dear God, that we would be encouraged in your word, that we would learn, grow, that we would apply it to our hearts and lives, that you'd give us the strength and the grace and the wisdom that we need to serve you in whatever aspect opportunity you may give us, dear God, and we'd be able to glorify your name. And Father, I just pray for the deaf now that'll be traveling home, my wife, you for safety, and bless them. We trust you. Bless that meeting tonight there. And again, those that are away are on our hearts. Father, please raise them up and give that grace and healing as it can glorify your name and bring them back with us soon. Father, help us to be careful to thank you and praise you. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. All right. So we have been learning through Galatians 6 about restoring a brother or sister. If a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. We are to love enough to support another believer. So bear one another's burdens, verse 3. So fulfill the law of Christ. And we are to love enough to work. It's going to take work to help support another believer. It's take work to examine ourselves. And by the way, to be carrying our burden so that we can help another. And we saw loving enough to work. And we saw point A under that last week, that we are to conduct a humble examination of ourselves, that we are, walking with God and examining our own work and carrying our burden. And question 16, I don't know if we answered that in your book last week. Question 16. What happens if we think we're better than others? What are some things that might happen there? Anybody? Sister Sylvia? Yeah. You think they might recognize that, huh? I think they probably will. And so we need to be careful of that. Brother Brian? Yeah. Pride comes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. That's right. That's right. So it's not going to be very effective, is it? If we're sensing that about ourselves, we're probably not ready to be the one to restore that one. And that's why that self-examination needs to come in there. All right. Let's see. All right, and we'll get to 17 here in just a moment. All right, so we need to be conducting that examination. Let every man prove his own work, verse 4, and then he shall have rejoicing in himself alone. And then we need to shoulder a personal responsibility. And shoulder of personal responsibility. Galatians 6:5, for every man shall bear his own burden. Every man shall bear his own burden. You say, well, we look at this, it seems a little confusing. We are to bear one another's burdens, but we are to bear our own burden. So what's going on here? What does God have for us? Well, it's interesting that the words used for burden there are a couple different words in the Greek that they're translated from. In Galatians 6:2, bear you one another's burdens. The burdens there is baros, and it has the idea, the notion of going down or a heavy weight, something that's burdensome, something that's weighing someone down. This would be the kind of burden that is that crushing burden that's bringing someone down, a problem that one is unable to carry for themselves. And that's what we're talking about restoring. They've obviously gone astray, and so they're needing to be restored. And in this kind of a burden, other Christians are needed to come along beside this person and to help them and to be available for them, that heavy burden. And the other, in Galatians 6:5, every man shall bear his own burden. That word is phortion, and it has the idea of a burden, a load, of the freight or the lading of a ship. It's a portion assigned to a vessel. So this is like an individual burden, like an individual pack that a soldier might carry. And God has given us each individual responsibilities and burdens to carry. This is the yoke of discipleship in following Christ. My being a disciple is a burden I need to bear. Yours being a disciple, following Jesus, and whatever burdens of that is something that we each need to bear and carry that load. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." I like that. He talked about the scribes and Pharisees laying a heavy burden on people. It was grievous to be borne. But he says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. When I lead you, I will give you strength. I will lead you in wisdom and grace. And he does that. He's a loving Father. He's a loving Savior. And he leads us in that great wisdom and grace that he does. And so we are thankful for that. So it's kind of that individual burden that we have to carry, each one of us, in our own personal discipleship. I must read my Bible. Someone can't read that for me. I must spend time in prayer. Someone can't be my pinch hitter for prayer. I've got to be praying. I must study the Word. You see, I can't pass that off on anybody else. Let me find out. Let me know what you find out about that. You know, no. We have personal burdens that we have to bear, and maybe someone offends me, and that's a burden I have to bear in my life, and someone offends you, that's a burden you have to bear, and handling that in a spiritual way. Whatever those personal burdens might be. And we had a case study. I don't know if you have yours with you. The situation goes something like this. It's titled "Looking for Help." I don't know if you still have that with you. They were all, I think I had them all back there when the lesson started. But we can just, I'll just read it. "Looking for help. Hi, Bob. How things going?" Jack asked as he met his friend in the church foyer. "Not so good. I've been struggling lately," Bob responded with obvious strain on his face. "Well, I'll pray for you, brother," Jack said, while slapping Bob on the back and moving on his way. Bob stood in the foyer and watched as people greeted each other and hustled by him. He wondered who would take the time to help him with his problems. And so they give you a couple questions here. Consider Jack's response to Bob's confession that he is struggling. How helpful was Jack's response? I'll pray for you, brother. What was that? Kind of mediocre, yeah. Yeah. Well, especially when he says, well, I've been struggling lately. Yeah. Well, you going to say something up, Brother Austin? Yeah. Yeah. The natural thing, much less a supernatural thing, is if someone says, "Well, I've been struggling lately." Well, is there something I can? What are you struggling with that I can pray about? I mean, just to not even ask that. How do you know? You might be able to get some more specific. You know, at least know what to pray for. Yeah. So not real helpful. Mediocre, perhaps. And question number two on that. Is it a sin to ignore or downplay the spiritual needs of others? Galatians 6:2. Anybody? I would say it is. We are supposed to be watchful, since it's something God calls us to do. Bear one another's burdens and. What have you done to discover and meet needs of others? And that, there's some personal things. I know that there's a lot goes on in this church. We need to be aware, to become aware of needs of those around you. And just listening to what people, listening will help, you know. God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason, you know. And so to try to listen to people, to actively listen, and planning to meet someone, to meet needs. So, you know, all that's left is prayer. No, prayer is the greatest thing. You know, don't ever think, well, all I can do is pray. You can't do any more than pray. Prayer is the greatest thing. Now, in addition to prayer, you may have some way that you can help them, you know, some wisdom that you have, something you can give them, some encouragement you can give them. But hey, none of that is superior to prayer. Be praying for people and looking for opportunities to meet those needs as they would come. All right. So, bearing burdens. Every man shall bear his own burden. What kind of things might fit in there, bearing our own burdens? Anybody? Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. That certainly would be something he needs to bear. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's right. See, I don't even remember what all they had up there. Look at witnessing. Okay. Well, I can't tell anybody about Christ, but I'll pray for people who do. No, that doesn't work. That's a burden. We're all, as a disciple, we're called to be witnesses. And look for opportunities to let them know that God loves them and Christ died for them and rose again. Earlier this week, and God just renewed. I remember being when I was unsaved, and God just renewed my thoughts about that. I remember how I feared dying because I believed in hell. I believed in hell. And I remember how I feared dying. And I'd forgotten that fear that I had. It's been a long time. I've been saved now. And that fear has been gone. But God brought that back to me afresh, and I was thankful for it. because I'm thankful for what God saved me from. And remembering that, witnessing to others, and edifying others. God calls us each to be edifying to one another. And that's going to be part of our own burdens. Making disciples, we are to do, you know, to be reaching out to others and helping them to grow as they are seeking the Lord. Praying for needs to be met, certainly we can do that. And that's a part of each of our burdens. And memorizing God's Word, we had to get that in our heart, you know. We have a responsibility to become familiar with the Word of God and to be able to share it, to apply it to our own lives and to share it. And caring for others, of course. That's the law of Christ, and loving others with the love of Christ. And, of course, our standby type text here. We always have to do those. All right. Some other burdens that we perhaps would need to help another bear, some heavy loads, maybe guilt. Someone does you wrong. What do you do? They repent. What do you do? You forgive them. You'd help them bear that burden by forgiveness and to letting them know that. By the way, what goes around comes around. So if we'll be quick forgivers, when we mess up and offend somebody else, we'll find somebody else will be a quick forgiver to us. And it's funny, it's amazing how God works those things out. So some people need help with guilt, and maybe there's some scriptures that just to share with them. Maybe it's something in their background that God's forgiven them, but they haven't forgiven themselves, you know, just sharing the Word with them. Fear, whatever it may be, fear of the future and what would do there? What? Share the promises of God, the Word of God, and encourage them to trust in those things. Pain. Well, we have people going in pain in our church, you know, and I always let them know that we're praying for them. I always ask how to do it, how the surgery went, you know, how they're feeling, and I tell you, there's some burdens. I don't know if I could bear them. Some people have some heavy burdens in this church, especially in the physical realm, and my heart goes out to them, and I pray for them, and it's a testimony to me how that, you know, that they love the Lord, and they're not angry with Him, you know, about what He's allowed in their lives, and that's a testimony to me, and I'm thankful for that. It's a blessing. Loneliness. And we can be a friend to others. I often think of Brother Bernard, you know, and I think of the challenges and, you know, in being a pastor and starting this church and such. And then I've had such a dear and loving and godly wife to be my helpmeet all along the way. And I think about Brother Bernard. I think, oh my goodness, I don't know how he does it. Everyone has their gift, you know. Everyone, God has their calling, but it's got to be hard. It's got to be hard. And I pray if it's God's will, He would send him a helpmeet and a wife. But God knows it may not be. But you can't help but wonder. And of course, one of the great cures to loneliness is to be faithful at church. Amen. Some that I know that are saved, and they're just not faithful in church. They just don't go, you know. And then they're lonely because they kind of don't fit in the world, and they kind of don't fit in the church because they don't show up there enough, you know. And so then they're lonely. Well, that shouldn't be, you know. That shouldn't be. Discouragement. Boy, we have a lot of that going around, don't we? We can get discouraged real quick, and just letting people know that that God has reasons for things, and we're all going to go through trials. We're going to fail, but success is a lousy teacher. Do you know that? We've all heard that, and there's going to be failures. It's amazing how God works through those. When I am weak, what did Paul say? Then am I strong. I found that out. Paul said by experience. When I found that. A failure, whatever, a weakness, he says, I found that God was strong as I would trust and call upon Him. And the standby type text here. Alrighty, let's see what we got next there. And we finish up. So we are to rely on the Holy Spirit. Victor there before, and this lesson is to prepare to help bear others' burdens. And we want to be among those that would prepare. We cannot help one another unless we are acting responsibly with our own lives. So as a matter, I have given Sylvia this tray here. I've given her a burden to bear, and she has bore that burden. And you know, if someone was hungry, they would need that. As a matter of fact, someone may be hungry. Brother Brian's hungry. Well, Sister Sylvia has something for you. I'll let you give that to him, Sister Sylvia. He's going to come up and grab that from you, that tray there. Now remember, thou shalt not covet. Okay, it's one of the commands. All right, and that's a Snickers, so it really satisfies. I've been told so. Now, we think about that little object lesson there, and I'm going to watch because Brother Brian told me he'd eat some. all right, amen. Here we go. Oh, I'm coveting. No. Amen. Well, now. See, Sister Sylvia had a burden to bear, and she kept that. She was to keep that cup, not to let it spill, not to let that candy bar get knocked on the floor. And because she kept that burden, and she was faithful in that, when it came time for someone to have need, she could what? She could help that one with that need. Someone else had a burden, and because she had kept what was given to her faithfully, she had something to give. And that's really what God has for us all. He wants us to bear our own burden faithfully. And as we do that, we will be enabled to help others bear their burdens. And matter of fact, God will make the bearing someone else's burden actually a part of our burden. If we're bearing our own personal burdens faithfully, God will say, now I want you to help this person. Now I want you to share their burden. And he will give us that strength and that grace to do that. And so I hope we've been encouraged in that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word today. Father, I thank you for your goodness to us. I thank you, Lord, that you came to bear our burdens. You took our infirmities. You bear our sins on the tree, and you went through this life and experienced the heartaches that we do, so that you could be a faithful and devoted and loving high priest. And Father, we thank you. We praise you for that. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us as believers to be sensitive to the needs of others around us. God, to pray for them, but if you'd have us to do more, you'd show us what that might be, that word that we could share, that deed that we could do, and that help and support that we could be. Father, please help us, Lord, in these things, and to glorify your name in them. And Father, I pray you just watch over us now, and bless the remainder of our time. Take us home safely tonight. And Father, we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Stand and we'll sing a song.